Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿弟兄姐妹们都平安。
This morning, our topic for mutual encouragement is God will wipe the tears of men.
今天要与大家分享的就是神必擦去人的眼泪。
We human beings are very emotional, more than any other animals on the earth.
那人类比世上所有的动物都更加的有这个感情。
We human beings, when we are happy, we will laugh.
因为当我们人类高兴的时候，我们会笑。
When we are sorrowful, we will cry.
当我们伤心的时候，我们会哭。
You seldom see this expression in animals.
我们很少看到动物他们会有这样子的表现。
But we human, we are emotional.
可是人类是有感情的。
And when we are very sad, we will cry and shed tears.
当我们很伤心的时候，我们会哭泣流泪。
Think about when was the last time that you cried.
我们想一下，我们自己本身。最后一次哭泣是什么时候呢
？When you shed tears.
最后一次我们流泪是什么时候呢
？Of course, we all have chance to shed tears.
当然，每一个人都有他流泪的时候。
But the different thing is, if you have someone to wipe away your tears when you cry, then you are the lucky one.
那当不同的就是如果当你哭泣的时候，有人帮你擦去你的眼泪你是一个幸运的人。
If you cry.Nobody wipe your tears. You cry alone. That is not good.
那如果你哭，你独自一个人在哭泣，那就不是很好了。
But if when you cry, somebody is there.
那当你哭的时候，如果身边有人
，Not only give you the tissue paper,
不但只会递给你这个纸巾
，But if he or she will help you to wipe your tears,
而且还会为你擦去眼泪。
And that is to show that you are really a blessed one.
那这样子就能够表示出你真的是一个蒙福的人。
Because you have somebody.Cares for you.
因为有人在关心你。
In the Bible, tell us God really loves us and cares for us.
圣经告诉我们，神真的很爱我们，关心我们。
He is our Creator and our Heavenly Father.
他是我们的创造者，他是我们的天父。
Not only he provides all our physical needs and created us.
不单止他创造我们，而且赐给我们物质上所有的需要。
But at the same time, he also cares our spiritual needs and emotional needs.
同时他也要看顾他也会看顾我们这个属灵的需要。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 7.
我们看启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章。
Verse 16 to 17.
是六十七节。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 16 to 17.
启示录第七章第十六十七节十六节他们不在饥不再渴，热头和炎热也不伤害他们。第十七节，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
Here tell us that for the chosen people of God, God especially care for them.
这里告诉我们，神的选民，神会特别的照顾他们。
How will God take care of them?
神怎么样照顾他们呢
？Of course, he mentioned a few things.
这里告诉我们几样事情。
He or she will never be thirst or hunger again.
就是他不再饥不再渴。
We human being, we are always in hunger.
人类常常都会饥渴。
Every few hours, we need to eat.
我们每个几个小时，我们就要去吃东西了。
But hunger in the stomach is easy to satisfy.
那其实这个肉体上的。饥饿是很容易去解决的。
But the hunger in the spirit is difficult to deal with.
可是这个心灵上的饥饿却是很难去解决。
But when you have the Lord your God to be your savior,
如果你有神，你的主作为你的救主
，if it truly belongs to Him,
而且你真的是属于他的
，you'll be no more in hunger.
那你就不再会有饥饿。
And then nobody can hurt you.
也没有人再能够伤害到你。
Verse 17 tells us the Lamb in the throne will pastor will take care of them.
十七节告诉我们，宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们。
Of course, the Lamb is Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，这个羔羊是指着耶稣基督。
And he will lead you to the living water.
就是他会带你到这个生命水的泉源。
And then lastly, he mentioned that he will wipe away your tears.
而且最后说，神必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
And then the last one, even though the action will be the smallest, but actually it's the most caring action that one can perform.
那最后一点，虽然看起来是一个很轻微的动作，可是却是 最重要的一个动作。
Just like sometimes I look at some young children.
有时候我看到一些小孩子。
They run around, they're happy, they enjoying themselves.
他们跑来跑去，他们很高兴。
And suddenly they fall.
不小心他们跌倒。
They hit something.
撞到某些东西
then, wow, they burst into tears.
然后就放声大哭
and then the mom few meters away or even 10 meters away heard about a cry and immediately rush here
那妈妈虽然在几十尺以外听到孩子的哭声都会直接的跑过去
because the mom knows the sounds of his or her child
因为妈妈认得她的儿子的声音
and then immediately hold the child in her bosom
那即刻的就抱住她的儿子
consoling her, comforting her
来安慰她
Saying that, oh, no cry, no cry, no, doesn't matter.
跟他说啊，没关系的，不用哭。
Oh, it's okay, it's okay.
啊，没关系的。
And then after 1 or 2 minutes, the child will calm down.
2分钟以后，这个小孩就慢慢的会安静下来。
Imagine how God is just like this caring.
我们可以这样子思想一下，其实我们的神就是这样子的爱护我们。
God will wipe away our tears.
因为神会擦去我们的眼泪。
In what ways?That God will wipe our tears.
神怎么样擦去我们的眼泪呢？
Why will actually then we must ask why will human beings shed tears?
那我们首先就必须要先问为什么人会流泪？
First, because human beings sometimes encounter situation that seems to be no way out.
那很多时候人在很多的情况之下都看起来没有出路。
And then when there's no way out, we'll easily become very frightened and then we'll shed tears.
当我们碰到一个处境毫无出路的时候，我们就会害怕，就会流泪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 21.
我们看这个创世纪第二十一章。
Genesis chapter 21 mentioned about a family problem.
这里告诉我们一个家庭的问题所发生的问题。
Abraham has two wives.
这个亚伯拉罕他有两个。太太
of course, he has Sarah is his legitimate and official wife.
当然，他有撒来是他的那个撒拉本他的这个本来的
原配
原配。
But because she cannot give child,
可是因为他没有不能够生育。
So Abraham married the servant girl Hagar, and then to give birth a son.
所以后来亚伯兰就拿了他的使女夏嘎夏嫁为他生的孩子。
You know, woman is good, but if one man has two women, there will be trouble.
当然有妻子是很好，可是一个男人有两个妻子却是会发生问题。
There will be jealousy in the family.
因为在这个家庭里面就会有这个嫉妒。
Hagar gave birth to Ishmael.
那夏嫁她生的这个以实玛利。
And then Ishmael grew up.
那以实玛利他长大了
and then later Sarah also gave birth
后来撒拉也生了孩子
it's a baby Isaac
就生了这个小以撒
it's the promised son from God
是神所应许的孩子
and then Ishmael laughed at the young boy young baby Isaac
那这个以实玛利对着这个小的以撒嘲笑
and then Sarah was not happy at all
当然撒拉他就不高兴
how dare you son of a servant girl to mock as my son
那你这一个使你所生的儿子怎么可能嘲笑我的儿子呢
So Sarah requests Abraham to kick her Hagar and also her son away
所以这个撒拉他就要求亚伯拉罕把夏甲和他的儿子都逐出去
Abraham is very sorrowful
那亚伯拉罕他就非常的伤心
All of them are my children
这两个都是我的儿子。
How can I kick one of them away?
我怎么能够把我其中一个儿子都赶出去呢
？But God told him it's okay, just do whatever she told you.
那神告诉亚伯兰说，就随着这个撒拉所要求的去做吧。
Even Hagar was kicked away, even Ishmael was cast away, but I'll bless him to be a nation in the future.
虽然夏甲和以实玛利被赶出去了，可是我还会祝福他们成为大国。
So early morning, Abraham sent Hagar and her child away.
所以一大早亚伯拉罕就把夏甲和他的儿子送出去了。
Let's read verse 14.
我们看第十四节。
21 verse 14.
创世纪二十一章第十四节亚伯拉罕清早起来拿饼和一皮带水给了夏甲搭在他的肩上又把孩子交给他打发他走。夏甲就走了在别斯巴的旷野走了米勒路。
Verse 15.
第十五节皮带的水用尽了夏甲就把孩子撇在小树底下
Verse
16节自己走开约有一间之远 相对而坐说我不忍见孩子死就相对而坐 放声大哭。
This is a very desperate picture.
这一幕让我们看到是处在一个非常无助的情况之下。
A young mother,
一个年轻的母亲
，have a child，
带着一个孩子。
With her, there's only a bag of water.
身上只有一皮带的水。
Not much left.
其实并不很多。
And then maybe some bread.
很可能还有一些饼。
And then he was sent away to walk in this endless wilderness, and he didn't know where to go.
而且被打发在这一个毫无止境、看不到边缘的沙漠上行走。
And then she was also lost. She didn't know where to go.
而且她在这个沙漠上也迷了路，也不知道要往哪里去。
So she was so desperate.
所以她当时是非常的无助。
So she put the child under the tree.
所以把孩子放在这个树底下。
She walked away.
然后自己走到
looking back
不远的地方，再回看自己的孩子。
Suddenly she burst out into tears.
然后就放声大哭了。
She didn't want a child to die.
她不希望她的儿子死去。
She didn't want herself to die.
也不希望自己死去。
So that's why she cried.
所以他就放声大哭。
We human beings sometimes will cry when we find there's no way out for us to go.
所以我们人类有时候也是这样子，因为不知道前面的路怎么样走，所以我们会放声大哭。
The water or the bread can signify or represent the financial resources.
那这个水和这个饼可以代表说我们手头上的经济来源。
Sometimes your bag dry up.
很多时候你的
袋子，
你的袋子已经干了。
That means your account, bank account has no money.
就是说，你的银行户口里面的钱也用光了。
You use up your saving.
已经把所存下来的钱都用光了。
And then the worst is you are lost.
最可怕的就是迷了路。
You don't know when is the next step.
因为不知道下一步要怎么走。
And then sometimes you just cry.
所以只能够哭。
Because we have no way out.
因为我们不知道还能够做什么。
But at this time, God will step in.
可是在这个时候，神就进来了。
If you ask him for help.
只要你向他祈求帮助。
Verse 17 tells us, God heard the cry of the boy.
第十七节，神听见童子的声音。
And then God sent his angel coming from heaven.
然后神就差派他的使者从天下来。
Asking him, why are you afraid?
跟夏甲说你为何害怕呢
I've heard the sound of the cry of the boy.
我已经听到童子的声音了。
Verse 18 says, get up.
第十八节说起来。
Hold the boy in your bosom, in your hands.
把童子抱在怀中。
I will make him a big nation.
我必使他的后裔成为大国。
That is a great promise.
这是一个很大的应许。
God not only promised, today you have food.
神不单只应许说今天你有食物吃。
Today you will not die.
今天你不会死。
God's promise is bigger than that.
其实神的应许比这一些更大。
God promised Ishmael's children will become big nation.
因为神应许说以示玛利的后代将会成为大国。
Not only he will survive, but physically he'll have no needs, no trouble.
不单止他会存活，而且从肉体上来说，他将会不会再面对问题。
Sometimes you may ask, then how can God make this happen?
有时候我们会这样子问，为什么神让这样子的事情发生呢
？Verse 19啊。
第十九节
God opened the eyes of Hagar.
十九节，神使夏甲的眼睛明亮。
And she saw a well just nearby.
她就看见一口水井。
And then she go to fill her bag.
便去将皮带盛满了水。
Not only she drank it, but her child drank it.
不但只自己喝，也给童子喝。
And the immediately problem was solved.
那她这个当即的问题就解决了。
Sometimes when I read this story, I think, wow, that is really amazing.
有时候我读到这个故事的时候，我觉得真的很奇妙。
How could Hagar not seeing this piece of well nearby.
夏甲怎么能够既然看不见摆在前面有一口井呢
Maybe it's not very obvious.
其实也不是很明显的
Maybe it's covered by sand.
很可能被这个沙所盖着
Or maybe she's too sad to see observe the situation.
很可能她当时太伤心了没有这个能力去看到周围的情况
But anyway, God has arranged her to be stopping there just nearby the well.
但是无论如何神都安排了他能够就在这个井的旁边。
She get lost, but didn't get lost any other places.
他很可能迷路，可是不在别的地方迷路。
So just lost in just beside the well.
他在这口水井的旁边迷路。
With the distance that she can see.
是他的眼睛可以看到的。
What does this tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
This tells us that sometimes even though we think that we have no way out.
这告诉我们有时候虽然我们自己想到已经毫无出路了。
I'm running out of all the options.
我的所有所能做的都已经做完了。
I have tried all the methods.
所有的方式我已经尝试过了。
I have no way out.
我已经没有办法了。
Sometimes you even want to cry about it.
有时我们想到这些事情，我们会哭泣。
But don't forget about God.
可是不要忘记有神。
God will always make a way for those He loves.
因为神会为他所爱的人会开一条道路。
Even though Hagar and Ishmael is not the chosen one of God.
虽然夏甲跟以斯玛利不是神所拣选的。
But God also loves the physical life and take care of the physical needs.
可是神还是爱他们的生命，而且看顾他们这个属物质上的需要。
How much more we are the chosen one of God?
那我们既然是神所拣选的，更加如何
？How much more that God will take care of us?
那神更加的会照顾我们。
I know a brother.
我认识一位弟兄。
About 5-6 years ago, he moved from Asia to Canada.
他在五六年前从亚洲移民到加拿大。
At that time, he just got married.
当时才刚刚结婚。
But He thinks that it's time to come back to Canada.
那他觉得是时候回来加拿大了。
But he didn't want to bring his wife along with him because he has no job here.
可是他想到不要把妻子带过来，因为当时还没有找到工作。
So he decided he come back to Canada first.
所以他就决定说自己一个人先到加拿大。
And then he was thinking about where to go.
而且在想着打算着要去哪里。
At that time, I was in Vancouver.
当时我在温哥华。
I warned him.
我提醒他
I tell him that if you want a job, you better come to Toronto. Here is more job. Toronto, Vancouver has very few jobs.
我跟他说，这个多伦多比较有多的工作机会，温哥华的工作机会比较少。
But he didn't listen.
可是他没听我的。
He liked the weather of Vancouver.
他喜欢这个温哥华的那个天气。
Of course, we all like Vancouver, right? The weather is good. Here, the winter is too long.
我们都喜欢温哥华，因为那边的天气比较好。这里的冬天实在太漫长了。
But he has more jobs.
可是这里有更多的工作机会。
But he went to Vancouver anyway.
可是他后来还是选择了去温哥华。
And after a few months, he still couldn't find a job.
那几个月下来，他都找不到工作。
And then one night he called me.
那有一天晚上，他打电话给我。
Can we come out and have coffee?
他说可以出来喝杯咖啡吗
？I found a job already.
他说我已经找到工作了。
Oh, you got a job? Okay, let's come out.
那我说你既然找到工作，我们一起出来喝杯茶吧。
So when I met him outside.
那当我在外面见到他的时候
，I asked him what kind of job you find.
我问他你找到什么工作呢
？Because he's a computer guy, he's IT personnel.
他是一个电脑的这个专业人士。
He told me I'm working in a bank right now.
他说我现在在这个银行工作。
I said, oh, that's not bad.
那我说这看来不错。
What do you do?
那你做什么呢
？And then he bring out a form.
然后他递了一张表格给我。
He said I'm now promoting credit cards.
他说现在我是在卖这个信用卡的
推销
信用卡的。
Usually he's standing in the mall and see people trying to say, "Hey, do you need a credit card?" Those kind of work.
就是在这个这些商场呢里面，就是看到有人经过，就问人家说你要申请这个信用卡吗
？Of course, nowadays everybody have more than 10 credit cards in their wallets almost.
现在差不多每个人这个袋里面都有超过10张的信用卡了。
Who want more credit cards?
谁还要信用卡呢
？But he live according to the commission. If people apply for credit card, he have a small commission.
那他的生活是靠所得到的佣金而生活的，就是如果有人申请信用卡，他就有佣金可以拿了。
I'm his old friend. I am his old friend.
我是他的老朋友。
And of course, I'm his pastor.
当然我也是他的传道。
But he didn't let me go. 没有放过我。
他没有放过我。
I said, preacher, please, this is the form.
他说传道，这就是表格，请你。
I said what?I said, what? I don't need credit cards.
我跟他说我其实不再需要这个信用卡了。
I have credit card ready.
我已经有了信用卡。
He said, doesn't matter.
他说没关系。
You just sign it.
你只要签个名。
After you get the card, you call and cancel it.
那你拿到卡以后你可以取消。
Then I can have commission.
至少我可以拿一些佣金。
I look at his face, he's so desperate.
我看到他，我当时看他的脸，他是那么的就是很无助的样子。
He's different than a few years ago when I met him. He was a professional, and now he has no job at promoting credit cards.
跟我在几年前所见他真的是差很远。当时他是一个专业人士，可是现在正在推销信用卡。
And then I said, "Okay, brother, let me keep the form."
那我说弟兄，让我把这 表格收起来。
Okay, because of you, I'll fill it.
啊，因为你，我就填这个表 表格。
But I tell him.
可是我告诉他
，You have to trust in God.
那你需要信靠神。
You cannot just rely on yourself.
你不能够只靠自己。
You rely on yourself doing this and that, try all the methods, but there's no way out.
那你只是靠自己的能力。尝试各种做各种的东西，很多时候是毫无出路的。
You need a job, you need to pray to God.
如果你要工作，你要向神祷告。
God will provide for you.
神会替你预备工作。
You need to come to church all the time, always.
你要常常来到教会。
Don't just settle with those jobs that work in the evening or work in the weekend. You cannot come to church.
不要只是做那些在晚上或者是周末要工作的那些工作。
You have to determine to find a job.That can allow you to keep Sabbath.
你要下定决心要找一份工作是可以守这个安息日的。
God will help you.
神会帮助你的。
You have tried all the methods, but now it's not working. But you must trust in God.
你已经用尽了办法，可是都不能够做到什么事情，所以现在是要信靠神的时候了。
And then he said, "Yes, I know."
他说是的，我知道。
I'm not sure whether he'll listen.
我不知道他是否会听。
But thank God, later I find out.
后来感谢神，我发现
he came into church more in the evening.
他开始在晚上常常来教会。
And then he started to pray.
然后开始祷告。
And miraculous things happen.
然后这个奇妙的事情发生了。
After a few months,
过了几个月以后
he found a contract work in related to computer.
他找到一份这个电脑有跟电脑有关的一份合同的工作。
Even though it's only a few months, but he has a chance.
虽然只是几个月的合约，可是至少有些机会。
He can have Canadian experience.
他可以拿一些加拿大工作经验。
And of course, he will not keep coming to me asking for more credit card.
那他也不需要再一直来找我，叫我再申请更多的信用卡。
So I really thank God opened a way for him.
我感谢神为他开了一条路。
He was renting a small room, paying expensive rent. He was renting a small room at that time.
他当时他租下了一个很小的房子。
And then I tell him.
那我跟他说
you have to pray.
你要祷告
you have to rely on God.
你要靠神
And then he started to find out any social housing nearby.
然后他开始去找附近的一些
政府的
那些所提供的一些住处
We know Vancouver, the housing market is very expensive.
在温哥华房子是非常的昂贵
Many people are homeless.
很多人没有地方住
Because the rent is too expensive.
因为那边的租金实在是太高了。
Many people sleep on the street.
很多人睡在街上。
One day, just search online.
有一天，他在网上在搜索。
Find out that there's a social housing nearby in a good area.
他找到了一个政府所提供的那些住处是。
It's in a place called Burnaby. It's an expensive area. It's a good area.
是靠近在本拿比一个很好的地方。
Even just few minutes.Away from my house.
是离我家才是几分钟而已。
And then he just tried to apply.
然后他就开始去申请。
Because you think maybe it's a long waiting list, maybe a few months or a few years.
很可能其实申请这些住房都要等好几个月或者等上好几年的。
But miraculously, God really guided him.
可是很奇妙的神真的是带领他。
The agency told him that there is one vacancy here. You can just move in.
那个安排的人跟他说这里有一个空缺，你可以直接去搬进去了。
It's a townhouse.
是一个真屋。
It got a few rooms.
而且有几间房子。
So the rent is so cheap, below the market price.
那个租金也很低，是低过市场的价钱。
So suddenly jobs settle, the housing settle.
那忽然间他的工作已经得到解决，住的地方也得到解决。
And then later he just sponsored his wife coming to Canada.
然后他就申请他的太太过来。
Wow, everything God has arranged for him.
所以所有的事情神都为他安排好。
So sometimes in our life, when we think that things are not working out for you.
所以有时候在我们生活上，当我们觉得所面对的都跟我们好像
When you try all the methods, it's not showing any results.
都对我们不利的时候，我们用尽了方式
when,
方法都得不到 解决的时候
you're about to cry,
我们需要哭的时候
think about God.
我们要回想神
There's a saying,
有一句话这样子说
the end of human is the beginning of God.
人的尽头就是神的开头
So just like Hagar, she was crying Oh, there's no water, we're dying
就好像夏甲他在哭因为没有水了要死了
No, it's not that
其实不是这样子的
God has already prepared a way
因为神已经为他预备了道路。
You will look up to God.
如果我们仰望神
，You find the way He opened for you.
我们就会看到神为我们所预备的道路。
Secondly,
第二点。
Why sometimes we cry?
为什么有时候我们会哭呢
？Because we face oppression or being bullied by other people.
有时我们会因为被人欺负啊，所以我们会哭。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
我们看这个撒母耳记上的第一章。
1 Samuel chapter 1 once again record a family problem.
啊，这里再次的也是关于一个家庭里面的问题。
To be honest, there are a lot of things that happen in our life, but if you have a family problem, it will give you so much trouble. More than work, more than any other places.
其实，我们在生活上遇到很多事情，可是呢，家庭的问题是最能够影响我们的一生的。
Here there's one man.
这里谈到有一个人。
His name is called Elkanah, 以利加拿。
这里这个人的名字叫做以利加拿。
Once again, he has two wives.
同样的，他也是有两个妻子。
That's why once again we emphasize, woman is good, but you have too many women, more than one woman, trouble.
所以我们再次的强调说，有妻子是好，可是超过一个，有两个妻子就不是很好了。
Jealousy, fighting among.
因为里面肯定会有这个嫉妒纷争。
So this man Elkanah, he has two wives.
这个以利加拿也是有两个妻子。
One is called Hannah, verse 2. One is called Hannah, one is called Peninnah.
这里他的一个妻子叫做 Hannah, 一个叫做比尼亚。
Peninnah, she can give birth to children.
比利娜她可以生育。
But Hannah could not.
可是 Hannah 呢却不能够生育。
So you know, women have jealousy. Women are very jealous sometimes, especially in the same family.
其实很多时候女人她们都会有这些嫉妒，也是在同一个家庭里面的嫉妒。
So Peninnah really jealous about Hannah.
所以呢，这个比尼娜呢，她很嫉妒这个 Hannah.
She attacked Hannah because she could not have children. Peninnah attacked Hannah because she cannot give birth to children.
比尼娜她去欺负这个 Hannah， 因为 Hannah 不能够生育。
Verse 6, let's read verse 6.
我们看第六节，第六节。比利娜见耶和华不使哈娜生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。第七节，每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈娜，比利娜仍是激动他，仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。第八节，他丈夫以利加拿对他说：“哈娜啊。”你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗
？Now see, there's a problem here.
我们看到这里面的问题。
The most difficult things that a person goes through is not lacking of food, but rather is an emotional, psychological suffering.
其实一个人所面对最大的问题其实并不是没有饭吃，而是这个心灵上、心理上所面对的这个问题。
Because Peninnah keep irritating.Annoying her.
因为这个比利娜呢，不断的去激动哈娜，让她生气。
Using verbal words to attack a person.
在言语上一直的攻击她。
So that's why, and then Hannah suffer a lot and cry a lot.
使到这个哈娜呢，非常的伤心，而且常常哭泣。
So sometimes we have to watch our mouth.
所以有时候我们要小心我们的这个口舌。
Even though we are in the same family.
很可能我们是在同一个家庭里面。
Sometimes our words will be very sharp.
有时候我们所说的话是非常的尖锐。
Sometimes the word we say will hurt the one we the same family.
我们所说的话会伤害到我们家里面的人。
We don't know what Peninnah has said.
我们不知道皮尼娜说了什么话。
But must not be anything good.
那肯定不是好话。
So Hannah cried and cried.
所以使到 Hannah 不断的哭泣。
She even didn't want to eat.
甚至到不要吃饭。
The husband consoled her, saying that you have me better than 10 children, right? Why are you crying?
那她丈夫对她说：“你有我不是比有十个儿子更好吗
？”That is to show that man doesn't understand woman.
这可以看到男人真的是不是很明白女人。
He tried to comfort her, but actually doesn't help.
他赏识安慰她，可是却不能做到。
She didn't know why her wife is crying.
她不明白为什么她的妻子要哭泣。
If she know the real reason.
如果他明白真正的原因
，She'll go to rebuke the other wife, Peninnah, say you stop it, right? If you don't stop it, I'll punish you.
他可能会到，如果他真的明白的话，他可能就会对比尼娜说：“你要停止去攻击这个汉娜，不然我会处罚你。”
But the husband cannot help.
可是这个丈夫也不能够做什么。
The other one keep attacking her.
因为另一个妻子不断的攻击这个汉娜。
The fact is, I cannot bear children. This is the fact.
那汉娜不能够生育是一个事实。
That's why she get bullied.
所以她被欺负。
Cannot change anything.
也不能够改变这个事实。
That's why she cry.
所以他只能够哭。
Sometimes in our life it's just like that.
所以有时候我们的生活也就是如此。
When we are in a disadvantaged position,
当我们处在一个这个劣境的时候
，Sometimes people bully us.
别人会欺负我们。
Especially in the company.
尤其是在工作场所上。
Sometimes you have so much stress, people bully you.
有时你有很大的压力，别人还会欺负你。
Sometimes even within the same family.
有时虽然在同一个家庭里面
，Some people will verbally abuse you.
有些人可能在言语上会欺负你。
Oh, and then when you feel you're oppressed, you really wanted to cry.
那心里面就觉得非常的压抑，所以就会哭出来了。
But there's one thing that Hannah did right.
可是有一件事情Hannah 是做得对的。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10. Chapter 1, verse 10.
撒母耳记上第十章，对不起，第一章第十节。第十节， Hannah 心里愁苦，就通通哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
Verse 11.
第十节，许愿说，万军之耶和华，你若垂顾披你的苦情，眷念不忘逼你赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
Hannah did one thing right.
Hannah 做对了一件事情。
When she cried, she decided I'm not crying just to a human being.
当她哭的时候，她不是像平常人那样哭。
She decided if I want to cry, I cry to the Lord.
她已经决定了，我要哭我就对着神哭。
Because human being cannot help me.
因为人不能够帮助我。
Even my husband cannot help me.
即使是我的丈夫也不能够帮助我。
My husband wanted to help me, but he could not help me.
我的丈夫他很想帮我，可是却帮不来。
I cannot give birth. He cannot help me.
我不能够生育，他不能够帮助我。
So she decided, I want to cry to the Lord.
所以他说我要向神祈求。
She tell God.
他这样子跟神说。
If you give me a child,
如果你赐我一个儿子，
I will let him serve you.
我让他终身服侍你。
His whole life, I will not shave his head.
他的一生，他的终身，我将不用剃头刀剃他的头。
That means he become a Nazarite.
就是说，他会将会成为拿细尔人。
He will serve the Lord his whole life.
他会在一生里面都服侍主。
Because he cried and prayed to God.
因为他这样子的向神祈求。
The Bible tells us God heard her prayer.
圣经告诉我们，神听到了他的祷告。
And then because of this, her problem solved.
就是因为如此，他的问题得到解决。
When she go home,
她回家以后
she got pregnant.
她就怀孕了。
After 1 year,
一年以后
wow, the baby grown up.
她的儿子长大了。
After a few years,
几年以后
when the child was weaned,
当这个孩子断奶以后
and then bring back to the house of God,
就把这个孩子带回到耶和华的殿中
let him serve God,
让他服侍神。
So that is to tell us,
这里告诉我们
even though sometimes something bad happened to you,
虽然有些时候有些不好的事情发生在我们身上
People oppress you.
人会欺负我们
God put you in a situation that you don't want to be in.
神把你放在一个你不想在的一个处境里面
Maybe a company, maybe a relatives, maybe a situation.
或者是在一个工作场所或者是一个家庭或者是某个情况
But you must rely on God.
可是你必须要依靠神
If you want to cry, cry to God.
如果要哭就对着神哭
You are not praying for revenge.
不是向神祈求要报仇。
Hannah never prayed for revenge.
其实Hannah 的祷告并不是要报仇要伸冤。
Hannah didn't pray that, oh God give me a child so that Peninnah will be ashamed.
她没有向神说你给我一个儿子让我可以再回去让这个皮琳娜觉得羞愧。
So that her mouth will be shut.
让她住她的口。
Or remove my shame.
或者是帮我让我拿掉我的这种羞耻。
Hannah didn't pray like that.
Hannah 并不是这样子祷告。
Hannah prayed to glorify God's name.
她的祷告是我要荣耀神。
You give me a child and let him serve you.
你赐我一个孩子，我就让我这个孩子终身服侍你。
And then God heard her prayer.
所以神听了她的祷告。
So she's no more crying.
所以她不需要再哭泣。
God gave her not only Samuel the son.
神不但只给她这个儿子撒母耳。
And then.Let's read chapter 2, verse 21.
我们看第二章第二十一节。
2:21.
撒母耳记上第二章第二十一节。二十一节，耶和华眷顾哈娜，她就怀孕，生了三个儿子，两个女儿。那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
Wow, you see how God bless Hannah.
我们看神怎么样祝福这个哈娜。
After Samuel.
撒母耳以后。
Hannah continued to give birth, just like the womb is open, being productive.
她的 这就开始生产很多了。
Three boys, two girls.
生了三个，再生多三个孩子，两个女儿。
Her tears was turned to laughter and joy.
所以她的眼泪现在变成是这个喜乐。
So sometimes when we are being bullied or being oppressed.
所以有时候当我们被欺负的时候。
Or sometimes you think you are in an unfair situation.
或者是正处在一个我们认为不公平的环境里面，我们应当做什么呢？
Of course you can choose, oh, I must fight back, I must revenge, I must an eye for an eye.
当然我们可以选择说我们要
反击啊，
要反击，我们要以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Of course, this is one of your options.
当然，这是其中一个可以做的选择。
But this option may not be the best option.
可是这个选择却不是最好的选择。
Especially sometimes you are not in the position to do this.
有时候，尤其我们根本就不能够这样子做。
What should you do?
那我们能够做什么呢？
You must pray.
我们需要做的是祷告。
You must ask God to help you.
我们要祈求神帮助我们。
When I was in U.S., I heard about a sister testimony.
在美国的时候，我听到一个姐妹，她这样子做见证。
Sister working in a company.
这个姐妹在一个公司里面工作。
At the beginning, her supervisor is very good to her.
在开始的时候，她的上司对她很好。
But after her supervisor find out that she's a Christian and she has to go to church every Saturday.
那后来她的上司就发现，原来她是个基督徒，而且每个星期六要去教会。
This supervisor suddenly her face changed. Her attitude towards her, the sister, has changed totally.
忽然间。突然间这个上司对这个姐妹的态度完全的改变。
She started to pick on her.
她开始挑剔这个姐妹的所做的事情，对她非常不公平。
And then our sister suffered a lot.
而这个姐妹就受了很多的苦。
The sufferer thinks that, oh, why this happened to me?
那这个姐妹这样子想，为什么这事情发生在我的身上呢？
And then she keep praying.
所以她一直不断的祷告。
At the beginning, she thinks that, maybe I just quit.
在开始的时候，他可能这样子想我还是不要再做这份工作。
But after a while, she think I did nothing wrong.
可是后来他又想到，其实我都没做错事情。
I've done my duty. I'm honest.
我已经很诚实的在做我的工作。
I make no mistake. Why I should go?
我也没有犯什么错，为什么我要离开呢
？So she decided I'm not quitting just because of this boss.
所以他已经下了决定我不会因为这个上司而离职。
But I must start to pray.
可是我要开始祷告。
First, I must start to pray for myself.
开始的时候我要先为自己祷告，要有这个这个恒心，这个勇气。
And then I'll pray for my boss.
而且要为我的上司祷告。
Ask God to touch her to change.
让神感动她，让她改变。
And also she prayed that ask God to help her to glorify God's name.
而且也祈求神帮助她能够荣耀神的名。
She started to pray for a few months.
所以他这样子开始祷告了几个月
and things started to change.
事情开始有了改变
How it changed is very miraculously.
那这个改变是非常奇妙的
There's some reshuffling in the human resources in the company.
那在这个公司里面的人事上有一些调动
And suddenly, after a few months, her boss was transferred to another department.
过了几个月以后他的上司被调派到别的部门去了
And then the big boss looked at our sister and said, hey, maybe you can do her position.
那这个上头的老板看了以后说看我们的这个姐妹说你可以
You look honest, you look capable, you can try
你这么诚实这么有能力你可以做这个位置
So after a few months
过了几个月以后
She got promoted
她被提升了
God solved her problem
神解决了她的问题
God led her to glorify his name in her situation
所以神让她在她的那个岗位上荣耀了神的名
So no matter what happened to us
所以无论我们身上发生什么事情
Even though you're being oppressed,
很可能我们被欺负
You're crying,
我们哭泣
But you must pray.
可是我们要祷告
You must ask God to help you glorify his name even when you're oppressed.
我们必须要祈求神让我们在被欺负的情况之下还能够荣耀他的名
Just like Hannah, pray to God, give me a child.
就好像 Hannah 向神祷告给我一个孩子
So that he can serve you.
使到我的孩子可以侍奉你
If he can serve you, now other things not even matter.
那如果他能够侍奉你，那其他的事情都变得不重要了。
And then because of her prayer,
因为他这样子的祷告
God answered her.
所以神就垂听了他的祷告。
There's no more tears.
所以他不再流泪。
And that is very important.
这是非常重要的。
The third reason why people would cry.
第三个人哭泣的原因。
Because sometimes the one we love will leave us, will pass away.
因为有时候我们所心爱的人离去离世。
我们看let's read Luke chapter 7。
我们看路加福音第 七章。
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 11.
路加福音第七章第十一节。
Luke 7, verse 11.
七章十一节。路加福音第七章第十一节。过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去，这城名叫拿因，他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。第十二节，将近城门，有一个死人被抬出来，这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多人同着寡妇送病。
Here tells us Jesus was on his way to a city.
这里告诉我们，耶稣他往这个一个城一座城去。
Just in time that he came across, there was a funeral.
刚好他就碰到有这一个葬礼。
In the past, people do funeral. They just carry the body away and then a burial.
那以前的人葬礼呢，他们会抬着这个死者，然后抬到去那个下葬的地方。
All funeral are sad.
所有的葬礼都是伤心的。
But this one is particularly sadder than any other one.
可是这个葬礼却比其他的葬礼更加的伤心。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because this person died young.
因为这个人在年轻的时候死去。
And the second reason.
第二个原因。
The mother is a widow.
他的母亲是一个寡妇。
The widow's only hope is to raise up the kid. So in the future, the son can take care of the old widow.
那一个寡妇她唯一的希望就是把她的孩子养大，好让将来她的孩子可以照顾她。
Because this widow has no husband to take care of her.
因为这个寡妇已经没有了丈夫可以照顾她。
She has already buried her husband.
因为她已经埋葬了她的丈夫。
But now, she has to bury her only son. He mentioned about this only son. There's no other sons or daughters available.
这里告诉我们，她要埋，现在要埋葬她的独生的儿子，因为她没有其他的孩子。
If a funeral is like this, I'm sure everybody will cry.
如果我们真的是遇到一场这样子的葬礼，我相信我们每一个人都会哭泣。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，主看见那寡妇，就怜悯她，对她说，不要哭。
Verse 14.
十四节，于是，近前按着杠台，按着杠台的人就站住。耶稣说，少年人，我吩咐你起来。十五节，那死人就坐起来，并且说话。耶稣便把他交给他母亲。十六节，众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说有大先知在我们中间兴起来了，又说神眷顾了他的百姓。
Here tell us Jesus did a very wonderful miracle.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣做了一件非常奇妙的事情。
Amongst all the miracles happening in the world.
在世上所有的神迹里面
，the most unimaginable, the most unbelievable, but the most amazing miracles is that resurrected life.
在所有的神迹里面，最奇妙的、最让人无法相信的，就是让死人能够复活。
Because somebody has died already.
因为这个人已经死去了。
The heart has stopped.
心脏已经停止跳动了。
Maybe for a few days.
很可能已经死了几天。
The body started to decay.
而且身体也开始腐烂了。
How can that come back to life?
那一个这样子的死人如何能够再复活呢？
But Jesus saw this widow.
可是耶稣看到了这个寡妇。
Jesus saw her tears from her eyes.
主耶稣从她的眼睛看到她的眼泪。
Jesus knows she needs this son.
主耶稣知道她需要这个儿子。
So Jesus performed the miracle that she can do. He can do.
所以主耶稣就这样子行了这一个神迹。
He just tell the young man, get up.
他只是跟这个少年人说：“你起来。”
Oh, and then the dead man probably wrapped with the linen, right? Suddenly sit up.
那这个死了的人很可能当时是被这些白布所缠着的，忽然间就坐起来了。
You can see on that moment, what how amazing that happened.
我们可以想象，在这样子就在那一刹那的时候
，Why this can happen?
是多么的奇妙
？Why this can happen?
为什么这件事情可以发生呢
？Because Jesus is the law of life.
因为耶稣基督就是生命的主宰。
He is God.
他是神。
So he want anyone live, he anyone will live.
如果他要人生，那个人就能够生活起来。
He is the power to overcome death.
因为他有这个胜过死亡的权利。
And he himself overcome death.
他自己本身也胜过了死亡。
3 days after he died, he resurrected.
他死了三天以后，他复活。
So for those who believe in him,
所以对于那些相信耶稣基督的人,
we have the hope of eternal life.
我们是有这个永生的盼望。
We will have the hope of resurrection.
我们有这个复活的盼望。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
我们看约翰福音第十一章,
verse 25.
第25节。
John 11, 25.
约翰福音第十一章第25节。
John 11, 25.
25节, 耶稣对他说, 复活在我, 生命也在我, 信我的人, 虽然死了, 也必复活。
Verse 26.
26节, 凡活着, 信我的人, 必永远不死。 你信这话吗?
Once again, Jesus performed another miracle.
这里再次的主耶稣, 再次的行了一个神迹。
Jesus resurrected Nazareth.
这里主耶稣让拉撒路复活。
Who has been dead for 4 days.
拉撒路已经死了四天。
Jesus said this very famous saying.
主耶稣说了这一句非常出名的话,
I am of resurrection and life.
我就是, 复活在我, 生命也在我,
for those who believe in me,
那信我的人,
even though it's dead,
虽然死了,
but shall be resurrected.
也必复活。
And then that's how our Lord Jesus Christ wiped our tears.
这就是主耶稣如何擦去我们的眼泪。
So even though Christian, we also attend funeral, especially with our brother and sister or the loved one.
所以, 基督徒我们也会参加, 葬礼, 尤其是我们, 所敬爱的弟兄姐妹们离世。
But a Christian funeral is not a time for hopelessness or sadness.
可是基督徒的葬礼并不是一个绝望的, 伤心的葬礼。
The funeral of Christian is about celebration, is about thanksgiving.
基督徒的葬礼是一个庆祝的葬礼, 是一个感恩的葬礼。
And about faith.
是一个带有信心的葬礼。
Because we know even though that person lying in the coffin,
虽然我们知道那个死的人已经躺在这个棺材里面了,
by the power of Christ,
可是借着基督的能力,
in the end time, he'll resurrect.
在末日的时候, 这个人肯定复活。
We will see him again in Christ.
我们在基督里面将会与他再次见面。
So with this hope, of course, our tears shall be wiped away.
既然我们有了这样子的盼望, 所以我们的眼泪肯定已经被擦去了。
Yes, yes, we'll miss the person.
当然我们会, 缅怀, 怀念那个死去的人。
But we'll see them again in Christ.
可是我们在基督里面将会与他相遇。
That is the most comfort that we can get in Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们能够从耶稣基督里面得到最大的安慰。
That's why, let's turn to Revelation.
我们再看, 启示录。
The book of Revelation, chapter 21.
启示录第21章,
verse 4.
第四节。
Revelation 21, verse 4.
启示录第21章第四节。 启示录21章, 第四节，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He tells us God will wipe away our tears.
这里告诉我们，神会擦去我们的眼泪。
In this world, we cannot avoid to shed tears.
在这个世上，我们是难以避免，肯定要流泪的。
Sometimes you shed tears alone.
有时候我们独自一人在流泪,
we don't want people to see,
因为我们不想被别人看到。
But no matter you cry outside or cry inside,
无论我们在外面哭, 或者是躲在里面哭,
God will wipe your tears.
神都会擦去我们的眼泪。
When they come to receive us,
当他来, 他再来见我们的时候,
no more tears, no more death.
我们就不再有眼泪, 不再, 哭泣,
because all the things will pass.
因为这一切将都会成为过去。
He'll accept us into his eternal kingdom and glory.
因为他会接我们进入他永远的国度, 永远的荣耀里面。
May the Lord guide us.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
Let's sing him.
我们再唱诗,
140.
140首。